clouds, making the clouds dissipate. Okay, you know, the ironic thing is I never really thought about making clouds appear. You know, I think that, you know, you're psychologically so in group that you want the sun to come out that you only think about it opening. You know, I never really thought about, oh, let's make all these clouds. I guess I have in the past, but just in a different way. But anyway, let's say you have a big cloud coverage. I mean clouds everywhere, okay? I mean solid, the kind where you ain't got no ripples, nothing, there's no breaking anywhere. Same format. Feel the air, feel the moisture, become conscious of your environment, quiet your thoughts, relax your breathing. Feel your environment. When I say feel, I mean become aware, become conscious, become loving to it, like all inner, like feeling it in your chest, not like in words or reaching out, touching something, but just like this emotional communion, not happy, not sad, just aware of everything, and as if everything was you and you are everything, just kind of being in the moment. And look at the sky. And the first thing I notice that I do, I scan for any, I guess, divots, holes, but potentially what could be a hole. I guess I'm looking for weakness. And when I sense it, I start there. I create that same expectation that when you look up at the sky and you go, oh, I think it's going to clear because you see it getting brighter. And then it gets wider, and then all of a sudden it comes and it falls apart. Okay? That's a feeling. There's a feeling associated with that. Am I right or wrong?
Yes.
Okay? So, what I do is I create that expectation as if I know it's already bright, 10 steps ahead of what it should be. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm already feeling almost like anticipation, but with the sense of it's already 10 steps, it's already begun. The sun's already cracking out a little bit. Not a lot, because if it's too much too fast, it won't work. But I give the sense of it's not just going to fade back down like it's doing everywhere else, okay? I see it going all the way. I see it start to get a little brighter, or I have not see even. Again, I don't want to mislead you. I'm searching for words. It's as if I have a knowing that's what it's going to do. I'm projecting that knowing, that expectation internally. I'm giving the feeling of what I know it's going to, like, here it comes. You know what I'm saying? I'm like almost holding my breath, just, you know, and I it is a holding your breath thing, okay? It's you're just unconscious of it. And you I just see it kind of just opening, and I know it's going to open for me. I know it's going to. Like, I'm kind of almost sure of it, not 100% sure, because I don't want to give myself that feeling of, oh, you failed, okay? I'm not thinking about how big the storm is or how much clouds or how much water or anything. All I'm thinking about is this one spot. And if there's no dimples, no sense of any openings anywhere, you just kind of stare at the spot and you desire that dimple, okay, that break. Like, you just want it to soften up a little bit, just to break in the clouds. Oh, I'm feeling, you know, at the moment. I'm feeling that this is going to happen. And you just work with it. It will give you that softness then. Do you see what I'm saying? Everywhere else would be dark, but that softness all of a sudden will start to open. Well, somebody might say, well, that's because of where you're standing or the location of it just moving over you. Eventually it's going to happen. Fine, I'll take that. Good. It's all logic in the end. Nothing to do with me. As you get this dimple to open and you're two steps ahead, one step ahead of almost like you're leading it where it wants to go. You have this expectation of where you want it to go. And you keep working with it. And all of a sudden when it starts to get brighter, I just know I'm going to see open sky. I just feel it in here, you know? And I just go, oh, okay, now it's going to get bigger and wider and there's going to be more softening in other spots and it's just going to open. And I just have this expectation. And I can move my mind away, blah, 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 blah. I go back to it. I keep feeling it. And I swear, it's like a momentum. It's like a locomotive movement. You almost can't stop it, even if you stop doing it. It's just having this effect that it's just opening for you. if you work with it, it'll stay. Unless it's so much cloud, you know, eventually it's kind of close. You understand that you're dealing with miles and miles of cloudage. So you can't think, well, whoa, it didn't work for me constantly, okay? You know, you ask for a hole. It was the only hole you've seen in the last hour or the last entire day. You haven't seen any sun crack through. And all of a sudden, the one time you decide you want to make it happen, you get sun, you think it's a random occurrence. Hey, we all can believe what we want to believe, okay? I would say pretty dead on that there's something to it right there, okay? Now, when you move your way and you start blabbing or talking or you try to forget about it, it will begin to close and build again. So if you remain conscientious, it tends to waver. Like you're kind of watching what it's doing and you're talking. It's almost as if it doesn't know what to do. And it'll either take one direction or it'll continue spreading and you'll see more spots opening, okay? So in a way, the same way that I said with the Tourette's where you start to babble and you don't want to say it, the same thing kind of happens with wanting it to open. It's like this whole momentum of it opening, now you've naturally started it. It's working for you. So you're it's actually moving with you and you're pushing it at the same time, like the swing. You're working with it. So your expectation and the way it's going is just now the way it's going to become. And the more you can work with your mind, or the more powerful you can flux your mind, the bigger it's going to get. And it becomes like a flow. It just seems natural. And you just know it's natural. And you feel it's natural. It's just what's going to happen. It's breaking up now. It's a kind of knowing. But you feel it in your chest. It's all about this feeling of knowing in your chest that you're kind of manipulating ahead of the game.